15th of July 2015, and this is episode 15 of the Visual Storyteller podcast. My name's Roger Overall. I am a visual storyteller. And today, on the business bit of the podcast, I'm going to talk about aligning, alignment, things coming into alignment, because that's what's happened to me. I've been wrestling with a new business called Show and Tell Communications, and it's taken me a little bit of time to figure out what it is I want to do with the company and for whom, quite importantly. I have my why. My why was always very clear to me, at least my why in terms of the things that the company does. But what was lacking was the why in terms of, well, for whom am I doing this? And that's fallen into place recently. And it's just been one of those fortnights where I've had insight after insight. And what, I don't know if you find this, but what I find is that when I have an insight, they're usually flashes of the blindingly obvious. Things have been staring me in the face all along, and they've been so up close that I haven't been able to recognize them, to see them. So today marked kind of like the end of that process, where I drew a cartoon or an illustration, really, so that people who go to the homepage of the new company at showandtellcommunications.net, I'll just get that plug in there, they can immediately see what the company does. And it's also today's cartoon. If you are able to go to blog.rogeroverall.net, or if you're listening on Audio Boom, you'll see the cartoon. And let me describe the cartoon to you, just in case you are unable to go to any of those platforms. Let me just explain what the cartoon is. So the cartoon is a human figure, a rendition of a human figure, and it has a number of text boxes that are visible. And in the first text box, it says, "We create messages that go in here." And there's an arrow that points to the eyes of the figure, because Show and Tell Communications is a visual communications company. It is a visual storytelling company for business, for organizations, for individuals. I'll explain in another podcast about who those individuals and businesses and organizations might be. But for now, we tell visual stories. We're a visual communications company, so the messages we create go into human beings, the audience, if you like, via their eyes. And then the next box says that, so the first box says, "We create messages that go in here," pointing to the eyes, "that appeal to here," and then there's two arrows, one to the brain and one to the heart of this figure. And then the third box says, "So these are set in motion," and arrows come from that box and point to the hands and the feet of the figure. And that's, in a nutshell, what the company does. But it's taken me quite a long time to be able to distill it down to that little illustration. And it feels like a major victory, having got that far, that I can now say, yes, this is, in a nutshell, in a really succinct visual way, an explanation of what the company does. So I feel very good about myself. I need to do more work on the website. I've got a really nice idea for an animation, a stop motion animation, using some of the stuff that I've already created and had created for the website, but I'm going to repurpose that. So I feel good about that. I feel very energized by the fact that everything's aligned. I'm clear what we do, how we do it, because there's a specific way that we want to achieve what we say to our clients that we can achieve. And I'll talk about that in another podcast. And then there's the why, of course, and the for whom. But that's all aligned now. And it's just created this ball of energy almost in me. Now that I know what we're going to do with the company, how I'm going to take it forward, where I'm going to drive it, it's fantastic. It feels great. That said, that's all potential. That's all, okay, now we can set off. It's the difference between what I was saying the other day between being ready to start, you're always ready to start, and being ready to go. Well, we're ready to go with this new company now. We really are. So I'm very excited about that. But at the same time, it's not going to earn me any money for a while. So I still have to rely on my photography abilities and my video abilities to earn me an income for the family. And that's still a bit of a pressure because I feel that pressure quite acutely. The pressure to have to earn money to protect the house, pay the mortgage, protect the house, pay the utility bills so that four adults and two children have a roof over their head and that all rests on my shoulders. And that's a pretty hefty responsibility that I feel, I have to say, you know, that's being honest with you, I feel that as being a massive responsibility. So, so I need to, in the interim, find photography work, find video work, and sustain myself while the new company is growing and building. But at least now I can bring it in that direction. I feel really strong and really good about that. And incidentally, if you're listening and you know of anybody who needs good photography or good video work, I'd love to know. I'd love to hear. So, that was really what I wanted to say today. I think, an interesting podcast for you coming up about the For Whom Show and Tell does its work, because that also ties in very strongly into business development, how I'm going to find clients. So I hope that's going to be of use to you. But for now, I just wanted to bring you up to date and say I'm feeling good. I'm feeling really good about the alignment of the new company. So thank you for joining me, and I hope you'll listen again tomorrow. Come in. Good to see you again. Thank you for coming. So today was a rest day for me, which I'm starting to struggle with these rest days, to be honest with you, because exercise now is so much part of my routine. And I am so inspired by The Iron Cowboy by James Lawrence, who's doing the 50 Ironman triathlons in 50 days in 50 states. Now, he's actually today working his way, he's running at the moment, as I'm recording this, he is running his 40th marathon in 40 days. Is that right? No, it's not quite right. He had to substitute, I think, one of his marathon runs, instead of going out onto the roads, because of an injury, he did a marathon run. Was it on a cross trainer or something called an ergo? Anyway, but nevertheless, he is into his 40th triathlon today. It is astonishing. So I find that really inspirational. And I've also got to the point where my body now is going, well, we've got a rest day, but we want to go running, we want to go swimming, we want to do something, we want to be fit. And also because I can see now in my big blubbery layer of fat, this is quite funny actually. Well, you might not think it's funny, you might think it's disgusting. But what I have now is I have a layer of fat built, and quite a substantial layer, let's not beat about the bush, but it's stretched now over some developing muscles. So just imagine a really muscular person with beautifully defined muscles, okay, but now replace those beautifully defined muscles with beautifully defined blobs of fat. So that should give you some idea of roughly what I look like now. I should really post a photograph, but I'm not sure that would be, that might just crash the internet. The internet might just spit the photograph out, spit it back. Shut down out of protest if I did that. But nevertheless, so I'm kind of really a new habit has formed and a habit of exercise. So rest days are something now that I struggle a little bit with because I want to do exercise. However, because I'm pushing myself quite hard on my exercise days, that day of rest is really important. None more so than today, because yesterday's run, I actually have hurt myself. I don't think it's a major injury. It's not going to stop me from, certainly not stop me from swimming tomorrow, and probably not stop me from running on Friday or Saturday. But I have to be a little bit careful. I have a massive tightness in the, I think it's the Achilles tendon in my right leg. It's very painful. It's clearly, I strained it. So I need to be a little bit careful. But I did find myself today on my rest day, standing in the Atlantic Ocean with my daughter, skipping over waves, jumping over waves as they rolled in. And of course, we got completely carried away in this game, and I wasn't dressed appropriately. I had jeans on. I was absolutely soaked up to the waist, which did the paper money in my pocket no good whatsoever. I'm not used to having any money. So I'm not used to having any money in my pocket, let alone paper money. Maybe coins. That's about as far as it gets. But I'm not used to having paper money in my pocket. So I just didn't realize it was there. So my jeans got soaked, the money got soaked, and you will know how awful jeans are to get off when they are wet. Oh my God, it was hilarious. First of all, I had to drive an hour home before I could take the jeans off because I came out completely unprepared. I hadn't anticipated jumping up and down massive waves in the sea with my daughter, but the moment was there and I thought, well, we can create a memory. We laughed so loud. It was wonderful. It was great. And some soggy jeans, well, that's just the price I had to pay. Unfortunately, it did mean I had to sit in the car in my soggy jeans to drive for an hour to get home. And by the time we got home, I mean, they had just attached themselves like some kind of denim adhesive to my legs, and peeling them off, getting these jeans off was just a struggle and a half. I mean, at one point I thought I may actually have to get scissors and cut them off my body because I just can't move them. I just can't shift them off. And they're not tight jeans. They're not particularly tight jeans at all, but they were not coming off. So it took quite a bit of effort. Maybe I did get some exercise today after all. It took a little bit of effort to peel them off my body. But there we go. It was a great day and it was a great rest. And to stand in the Atlantic Ocean with my daughter was just wonderful. So that's the story of my rest day. Tomorrow, back in the pool. And I have to resist the urge to do 80 lengths, 2 kilometres in the pool. I must stick to the 60 because I think if I do 80, it's going to wipe me out for the rest of the day tomorrow. Anyway, join me tomorrow. We'll talk again. It's lovely to see. Well, it's lovely that you're here because I can't see you, of course, but it's lovely that you're here. Thank you for your time.